world just isn't ready. It's your girl Drea Loves on Podcast Perspectives. Thanks for joining me today. Today we're going to talk about my superpowers and my instincts and my sensitivities and what that feels like for me, on me, with me, to me, around me, how I perceive, and also what yours may look like. So, one of the ways that I intake information, I'm very, very physically sensitive and I'm intuitively sensitive. I understand that, like, when I receive information, like how my input works is I receive it, I can feel it. I sense things. People call it like a spidey sense, but I have like this knowing. It's part of the gifts of when we start to discover how our body, how our instinct, how our intuition work. It's part of one of the gifts that can download for us. But this happens to be like a real special thing for me. And since I have such a physical sensitivity with my body, I have such a huge sensitivity to energy and how it feels on people, coming off of people, why people have certain energies, why they're holding themselves certain ways, why they, like, I could look at them and I could just feel everything about people. And after a few minutes of talking with people, I can get a pretty good gist of energetically where they're at. So we all receive input, intake information differently. And again, this is just how I do. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because as I found out my, I'm going to say superpowers or the way that I intake and how it's kind of special in my own way. It's not a way that everybody sees. Is I want you to think about that. Is the way you intake information, process information, see things, is not the same way everybody else does. It's totally through your own lenses. It's all about perspective. And so think about that. Through all that, we've got these goofy little gifts that things that that we receive, how we receive information. So in my getting to know my intuition, I got really curious about how people hear things, how people receive things. And I'm going to say like spirit information. And so I always ask people the question like, oh, how does that sound to you? What does that look like? What does it feel like? How does the information come in? Because I want people to examine their intuition and how like download things are happening in their spirit so they can recognize it as such. So I'm a real perceiver. Like, I go into environments and I feel like I see everything about the situation and I receive all the energetic information that's happening. And so I'm just saying this again because this is part of my thing and how I can receive, how I can talk to people and talk to them about their life and what's going on and how it is or isn't working, how their situation and what's been presenting itself to them, how their lessons, what's been going on with them, how what they're denying, what they're not working through, how that's surfacing in them. Like, I can just totally feel and see it. So that's a thing for me, and you have a thing for you too. So one of the things I really like to do in people is develop that thing. So I encourage you to see what your thing is, see what you're naturally geared to, see how you naturally receive things, see how you naturally hear things, what it feels like, what it interprets as, how people receive it. If it seems like it's something that's like people look at you like, oh my God, that's interesting, or it's just a little bit different, hear what people are saying. See how your information is coming in. Like, listen to your intuition. See how it feels. Interpret it. You know, let it sit in you and on you, and then examine all the corners and the parameters of it, because this is a special built-in mechanism that we have to literally tell us what's next, to take us to what's next, to take us through what's next, and to lead us into what's next, and to show us where our place is in what's next. So I'm just trying to get everybody to develop that intuitive skill that we all do have, that we all do have that ability to have. And it's like a muscle that we've got to work to make stronger. That's one of the reasons why my intuition is so strong and so clear, because I practice it all the time. So when you practice these things, it's something that will obviously get better. Like, if you're playing a sport, you practice it, it gets better. So practice using your intuition. See what that looks like. See what your superpowers may look like. And let me know. I'd love to hear your input on this, because I am all about developing the superpower within all of us, as we all have one or many of them. I mean, after after everything, after the time we're in and what we're going through, you know, it's our time to really shine and figure out what it is that we are here for, what it is our purpose is. And if we dig into our superpower, it will really show us our reason, our purpose, because it will help dig us into our passion, dig us into the things that make us tick, and that will lead you back into the purpose and why you're here. So investigate, 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 be curious, be willing, flow, listen, honor yourself, all of those things. Thank you for hanging out with me, as always, sharing my journey with me. Please download, like, comment, and subscribe, and share with somebody who you think may have a superpower that they need to wake up. So pass it on to a friend. You could always make appointments at my website at DreaLove.com. Check my blog out. And also, all my socials are on there. And all the links to plenty of resources while we are in the process of waking up and just needing assistance, holding each other's hands. Please feel free to take a look around my website and see what you may not be seeing. Make it a good one, y'all. In and with love. It's your girl, Drea Love.